This podcast will guide you to each of the 14 stations of the cross. Follow the markings along the path in the garden, stopping at each marked station. At each station, you will be guided to pause and reflect. Remain there for just a few moments of silence. A tone bell will then sound and prompt you to move to the next station.
As you begin your remembrance of these final steps of Jesus, prepare in your heart with this prayer. Loving God, today, in remembrance and awe, we tread the holy ground of Calvary. This place of abandonment that has become the scene of our adoration. This place of suffering that has become the source of our peace. This place of violence that has become the battlefield on which love is victorious. Merciful God, as we relive the events of this day, it is with awe that we count again the cost of our salvation. Words cannot be found to utter our thanksgiving, except our adoration. In Jesus' name.
Go to the first station. Station 1. Jesus is condemned to death. Pontius Pilate condemns Jesus to death. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Remember Jesus, who stood before his accusers in silence. Move to the next station.
Station 2. Jesus carries his cross. Jesus willingly accepts and patiently bears his cross. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Consider how the cross represents your burdens.
Move to the next station. Station 3. Jesus falls for the first time. Weakened by torments and by loss of blood, Jesus falls beneath his cross. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Imagine the weariness of Jesus. Move to the next station.
Station 4. Jesus meets his mother. Jesus meets his mother, Mary, who is filled with grief. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. What do you hear his mother say to him?
Move to the next station. Station 5. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. Soldiers force Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. What if they would have chosen you to carry his cross? Move to the next station.
Station 6. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Veronica steps through the crowd to wipe the face of Jesus. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Consider the gratefulness in Jesus' heart.
Move to the next station. Station 7. Jesus falls for the second time. Jesus falls beneath the weight of the cross a second time. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Imagine the weakness of Jesus. Move to the next station.
Station 8. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. Jesus tells the women to weep not for him, but for themselves and for their children. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. How would you respond to Jesus' words?
Move to the next station. Station 9. Jesus falls a third time. Weakened almost to the point of death, Jesus falls a third time. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. How does Jesus keep going? Move to the next station.
Station 10. Jesus' clothes are taken away. The soldiers strip Jesus of his garments, treating him as a common criminal. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Remember a time you were humiliated.
Move to the next station. Station 11. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Jesus' hands and feet are nailed to the cross. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Hear the sounds of nails being struck. Move to the next station.
Station 12. Jesus dies on the cross. After suffering greatly on the cross, Jesus bows his head and dies. In your heart, now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. What are you feeling at this point?
Move to the next station. Station 13. The body of Jesus is taken down from the cross. The lifeless body of Jesus is tenderly placed in the arms of Mary, his mother. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. See the love which Mary has for her son. Move to the next station.
Station 14. Jesus is laid in the tomb. Jesus' disciples place his body in the tomb. In your heart now pray. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps. Reflect on what Jesus' love means to you.
Having followed these final steps of Jesus, prepare to leave by praying this prayer. Lord, we want to come back. You have torn, but we know you will heal. You have struck down, but we know you will bind us up. Bring us out of the prison so that we shall praise you again. We feel as though you have deserted us, but we know we have deserted you. Do not leave us here, O Lord. Do not let this be the end. Loving God, even now, even here, your love is real, your mercy is sure. Have mercy on us and forgive us all our sins.